Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jen Hoff, the president of Taffy Events. Jen, how you doing?
I'm doing great here in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, you're already in Orlando. I wanted to call and talk to you about coverings, and it's not just another coverings. I mean, most people know this is the U.S. show for the tile and stone business, and it moves around. Last year, you were in Atlanta. This year, you're back in Orlando. But this is a big one because it's your 30th. But, hey, before we get to that and what people need to plan on next week in Orlando that are going, let's talk a little bit about you. It's kind of interesting. You were the cover story in the February issue of Trade Show Executive. Congratulations. They singled you out. Your company is a new company. It's done really well. And on top of doing the covering show, you do three other shows, so you have four shows now, and I think it's interesting, and you talk about the naming of Taffy. Tell us about the name Taffy.
Okay. When you start a company, you have to come up with a name. Taffy is actually a family name. It's my grandmother's maiden name and my sister's name. It also, if you think about Taffy, it's fun. You can stretch your resources. You can mix it up. It's colorful. So Taffy and then Event Strategies gives it a business spin. So Taffy Event Strategies is the name of the company.
All right. Three dimensions to that name. That's pretty cool. Family name.
Yeah.
And the consistency of Taffy.
Sure.
All right, let's get to coverings. It is in Orlando. It does start next week. Other than the 30th anniversary, or let's start with that. What are you going to do special for the 30th anniversary?
Well, we have a special feature area in the lobby with a timeline and some exciting memorabilia and mementos. You can do an interactive photo booth, and we're going to have giveaways and attendees and exhibitors who have been a part of this special milestone will be recognized.
So you're going to recognize the exhibitors that have been there every year for the last 30 years?
Yep, and we have some memorabilia and some other things that we're showcasing in the lobby, so yep. It'll be great.
All right, so let's talk real quick, just a couple of stats on the show, and I got this out of Trade Show Executive. According to Trade Show Executive, the covering show is 450,000 net square feet. It's got 11,000 exhibitors and usually has about 25,000 attendees. Is that right?
Yeah, so we might be trending a little ahead of that at the end of the day with the number of attendees. We're trending strong, and we're ahead of where we were at this time in 2018. So we're expecting a really great show.
All right, so the people that are planning to come next week, tell us a few things they need to make sure they don't miss.
Well, we have some new things that we're excited about. We have expanded the installation and design experience. So we're combining what used to be a standalone contractor's lounge and the CTEF and ACT areas and the installation and design showcase into one interactive and fun area. And there'll be some education and fun and demos. We'll have happy hours in there with a game show program during the happy hours. So we're really excited about that area. And it's right in the middle of the show floor. So high visibility and easy to find and a great place to check out what's going on.
I think one of the reasons that you're successful is because you realize that you need to make this quite an experience. When the attendee comes and you've got a parade at the end, because next year you're going to New Orleans and parades are a big deal in New Orleans, so you actually are staying up late thinking of ways of changing the show every year, aren't you?
Yes, and in general at trade shows, it's all about engagement and experience, and when you want to bring the exhibitors and the industry together with the attendees, everybody comes together, and we're just trying to create an environment that they can build their communities and do business and make the industry better for everybody.
Yeah.
It should be exciting.
I know another program you have for several years now, several of your exhibitors have been building these dog houses, and you have an area for those. And this year, you're adding a new dimension. I guess with the help of the Tile Council of North America, you can actually adopt a pet, right?
Exactly. We'll be escorting the dog in and out each day, and they'll be in the Art Tile Village booth in the TCNA Pavilion. Then after the show, we'll be donating the tile dog houses. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that charity event. Also, while we're speaking about charity events, we're going to do a program called Clean the World, mm-hmm. where we're going to build hygiene kits on Monday, April 8th, and we're going to build hygiene kits for veterans in need. We're going to do 1,600 kits. It'll have all essentials for organizations in need around the Orlando area.
Last year, you had a really interesting video. I think a lot of people in the business know that the ceramic and stone business has got some new competition from floors that look like ceramic tile and stone but are actually made of another material. And you had a video that was kind of, you know, showing some of the differences between a permanently installed tile or stone floor versus a floating floor. Are you doing anything like that this year?
As you know, our focus is always tile and stone, so right. We're going to focus on highlighting that. We have some points on the whytile.com website, but we feel tile and stone are superior products because they're stylish, easy to take care of, eco-friendly, and durable. Right. We are going to be having press releases on site covering why tile and stone is the way to go.
Well, we look forward to seeing you. Now, the education series that runs at the same time, is that free this year to attend?
Yes, our conference program is free. We also have continuing education credits with various organizations. We do have Coverings Connect again on the show floor with bite-sized learning opportunities in social media and technology for your business, and also some trend sessions. So we're very excited about the education and learning opportunities for Coverings this year.
And you also recognize the emerging professionals. What do you call that? Rock stars, I believe.
We call it the Rock Star Program. It's going to have some programming and opportunities for networking for those young professionals on site. Right. So we're excited about getting the best and the brightest talent in the industry together. It's going to be exciting.
Okay, Jen. Well, it's good to talk to you. I look forward to seeing you next week. Again, been talking to Jen Hoff, the president of Taffy Events and also the head of Coverings Trade Show. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.